is a fans club. So on the 21st of April, the message is very, very clear. Your club, your community. You're so good and have been so good in terms of being ambassadors and advocates for what we're doing in this organization. Please spread the word. If it's a person that's engaged with us on social media, if it's a person that's looked at some of our branding and said that looks cool, if it's somebody that loves the name York United but has never been to our stadium, you're a part of our community and we want you there cheering for us. We want you in our stadium. We want you as a season member. We want you on game day cheering us on. We want you for 2024. This is your club and your community. This is going to be a special year. Before we meet some lovely players with their lovely good looks and their athletic physiques, obviously I carry both of those things as well. But before we get there, we do have something very, very important. Rob, can we show these lovely people some kits?
We can.
Let's start with maybe something you've seen already today. This is our 2024 alternate kit. We're kind of proud of this one. Rob, if you will. Another kit to show you, and we've never shown this to anybody yet, so this is a real special surprise. Also, shout out to Rob here, because this kit and the one you're about to see, this guy made it. So shout out for Rob. Before we show you this video, I need to shout out one of our most ardent supporters, Juan. The incredible work he continues to do for Etobicoke United. And we said, hey, Juan, we have this idea for a video. Can you help us out with some incredible young performers? And he said, I know exactly the guys that I can rely on to deliver some epic performances. So you're going to see actually a bunch of very talented actors here. Rob, if you will, our 2024 Primary Kids. Here we go.
The craziest thing happened on the pitch last week. This kid, nobody's seen before, picks up the ball, goes past one, goes past two, then, is he okay? I swear, and then he's dead. All the kids lean over. He is what he is.
My boy, are you good, sir?
The man's eyes open and like, this morning.
And then what?
This man goes up in the bed like Lazarus. Puts the ball down, stands over it, like Cristiano Ronaldo in the Champions League, by the way. It's crazy now. But he rips his jacket off and throws it to the side. He starts to run us. He does this crazy thing with his feet. Hook, spin.
Holy!
Exactly. Then he starts celebrating like reaching. This man earned his stripes.
Thank you.
tonight so special is we're actually joined by a couple of those stars from Etobicoke United. That you would have seen at the very start of that video. I think that Eva's parents are in the room. I think that Faison's parents might be here too. Incredible acting. We spent some time with them shooting that. Came out really, really well. Heard your strikes, love it. Okay, all right. Hey, we got another surprise for you because, you know what? As goalkeepers will always tell you, they don't get enough respect. They don't get enough love. Everybody forgets them. They win you points every day of the week. But they're always remembered for the mistakes. It's just not fair. How about we check out the 2024 goalkeeper kit? So we have two incredible models, two beautifully attractive men, so dominant in penalty areas, so reliable, so consistent, so wonderful. Can you please welcome Ilya Jimenez and Tomma Vincenzini? Too comfortable, can you unzip the old tops there and give us a look at these, please? Now, how about this? Not bad at all. I'm going to start with Tomah because he is one of our new arrivals. I promised him I'd keep it brief because he's saying, hey, look, my English is about as good as your French. So I said, okay, fair enough. I was going to ask you about your favorite goalkeeper's kit that you can remember growing up as a kid.
Mr. Barry.
Casillas in a Spain jersey. And Walker.
Because you were a big Casillas fan, he was like your number one.
Yeah, it's my idol.
One other thing about Casillas was the short sleeves. I was talking to Tomah earlier about Barthez growing up and watching a goalkeeper wear short sleeves. It was so radical, revolutionary. But yeah, what about you? What's those keeper kits that stand out for you?
I'll be honest, I love Casillas as my idol as well. But I would say the Victor Valdez one from Barcelona back in around 2014. That was my favorite team growing up, so that was definitely my favorite.
And you're as adept with your feet as Victor Valdez was in that Barcelona team, too. Nash, you can attest to that. Excellent. And Camilo, too. What do you think of these kits? Mark Barnard done a pretty good job, I reckon.
I like these ones. The baby blue is my favorite for this year, for sure.
Tomah, yellow you like? I know that you're a fan of the blue one, too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the blue one's your favorite amongst the two of you? Okay, we'll see. Hey, give it up. Ilya Jimenez and Tomah. Out there, can you get Brem and Mr. Ricci to tell them to hurry up because, you know, I've got a crowd of people wanting to hear their expert analysis. Austin Ricci has promised to tell you all about that goal he scored from the halfway line in pre-season. He's been in there boring everybody to tears with his breakdown and detailed analysis. Hey, how excited are you for April 21st at York Lane Stadium? It's going to be a big one. I have to say, the amount of work that's been done to try to get an incredible experience for you all in the stadium for that particular day, it's going to be amazing. But also, I know that the weekend before, some of you are planning a little trip to Ottawa. Maybe it's an appealing little road trip for you. The more the merrier, is what we can say. It's always a great place to go. And you know, we kind of hate Ottawa too. So, you know, it works out. We can kind of hate on them a little bit. Do we have Mr. Ricci and Mr. Samaro? Okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for two of our outstanding players for 2023, returning for 2024, Mr. Frank Samaro, give it up for Ricci. Okay, let's chat to Ricci first because, you know, this is the man of the moment here. Three preseason friendlies, three wins, three clean sheets, and this guy's got himself three goals. Let's talk us through, Austin, if you can, that first one in preseason. Was it from the halfway line? Did you mention that a couple of times? Can you speak up? I can't quite hear you.
Around there. Somewhere around there.
Somewhere around half? So come break it down for me. Like, did you look up and...
I just watched him do it in training every day.
Just watch replays of his goal against Forge from last year. Like, that's my inspiration.
Exactly.
You're feeling good.
Yes.
You're like in the zone right now. Long may it continue. Because like last year, for I guess the team, for players had its ups and downs. How good did it feel for you to come back and get on the score sheet, have those moments of celebration? Like, how much did it mean to you?
Yeah, it was good. Last year I didn't get a preseason, so I was kind of thrown into it in the actual season. And yeah, it felt really good, so it's good to start from the beginning this year.
And are you a guy that thinks about targets and objectives and you have a number of goals and assists in your head when the season starts, or are you like, let's just see how it happens, stay in 3 feet?
I do like to think about that, but I also like to just let things play out and not focus too hard on that, because then I don't like to say those things.
A bit of pressure. No, you told me 15 goals is what you said. Speaking of goals, this man next to you here scored a couple last year. I don't think I talked to you about the Forge goal, because I think Nashi's like, okay, 1-1, all right, get the ball in the corner, everyone relax, let's get out of here with a point, whatever, we'll take it back with us. And you're like, I'm not that guy. Not today. Okay, talk me through it, because like, scoring in the derby, but in that situation, from that distance, did you know the minute that it needs your boot that it's going to be on target, it's going to trouble Henry?
No, like, the whole game, I saw where Henry was, like, out of control, and in my head was, like, if I have one chance, I'll just try. And that was the moment. When I get the ball, the whole action, you can see, like, I won, it was a touch, to shoot, whatever happens, it happens. And I end up doing something great. So.
Because what's he like in training? When he's from like 30 yards out? Yeah, all the time, very consistent. Yeah, top ends all the time. Wow, okay. What was it like first season in the league? The transition coming into a new environment and getting used to it, getting used to playing against different opponents, did it take you some time? Playing centre back the first few weeks, I think, was a little bit of a baptism of fire, but...
I think it was okay for me, because I came already with two guys from the Netherlands, so you don't feel alone, kind of. And the team and the guys were nice from the very first beginning, so that helped me a lot. And I enjoyed the first season, I really enjoyed playing here. And now the second season, I would just say let's go again.
Because, yeah, like that, you know, second season for you now, you want more, I guess. You just want more success, you want more goals, you want more big moments. Is that the kind of objective for you this year?
Of course. I mean, it's the second season that I'm going to play in the CPL. And, of course, you want to be better than the previous year. So, everyone, the support, the teammates, everyone who's here now, together we can achieve something. And I hope to get a support also from the teammates and from... everyone was here too. And let's see what the season going to end.
I got to talk to you about your new modeling gig that you got going. Just on the side, you do a little bit of light modeling for York United FC, a big star of the new jersey campaign that came very easily to you.
Yeah.
Rob told me how easy it was to work with you.
Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't get Brent to leave. He just wanted more photos. He's cracking those pearly whites left, right, and center.
I was pretty fast. It was just one take is enough. No problem.
Just one take. You're like, you know what? You get one shot at this.
One shot.
Perfect. You got
look at this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. You got both kids too. He's like, just yeah, change it out. I'm the same. No matter what jersey it is. You got your shot last year. Talk to me about 2024. What's the talk in the locker room? Championship, like first in the league title race. Like, how confident is it heading into the season?
Yeah, championship's always the goal. Like, every time you go through the season, that's what you aim for, what you strive for. So we're just working towards that direction right now, and that's the goal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Austin Ricci, Brent Samoa, give it up. very, very important people of our organization. Would you like to hear how the off-season is going? Would you like to hear about our plans for Mexico and the special training camp that's on its way?
Yes.
That's the reaction we were hoping for. Ladies and gentlemen, our head coach, Martin Asher, general manager and president, Ricardo Pascual. What about Ricardo? There's no one for Ricardo. It's like a Greek chorus. It's fantastic. Gentlemen, good to see you again. We always kind of meet at these events when I ask you questions on stage. No pressure. Mr. Nash, how is off-season progressing?
Good. Yeah. Good now that it's over. It seems like too long an off-season, so it's nice to get preseason going, get the players together and start it again. It's exciting times. It's tough and long off-season waiting to get together, so... It's been good to tool up again and add to the squad we already have. We do a pretty good squad today this year that can compete for the title.
Because 4 weeks out, so like in terms of that training schedule, that regime that you've got going, what's from here to the end of off season as we enter into the real intense build up to the start of the new campaign? Like, how does training reflect that? Is it intensity? Is it other things? Technical side of things?
Yeah, we've got to build up the fitness levels. It takes a bit of time. Slowly we progress the team game through the different preseason games and build on some of the things we did last year. Can we build on some of that? We get all the players on the same page, so we're on the same page in all areas of the pitch. It takes a bit of time, especially with new players, but it's coming along. We've had three good preseason games, and we have four more to go. We're getting better every game, so we're looking to continue that as we get closer to the season.
In terms of your ideas for on the technical side and the tactical side into a season, how do new arrivals impact your thought process? Because you might sometimes think, okay, this is the way we're going to set up, this is the way we're going to play, and then maybe some players surprise you in the off-season and think, oh, these guys give us a little bit more options there. So are you still tinkering with an idea, or is there a concrete plan?
Well, if we recruit for a system, right? We recruit players that suit the way we want to play. We always want to have three formations in mind, but the way we want to play is going to be consistent, and we recruit players that suit the way we want to play and style we play. So we think we've done a good job in that. We had a great core that we've kept, and we have quality that we built around it. So we're really excited to see how this group comes together and what they bring this season. So we're real positive right now, and we think we've got a team that can compete with anyone in this league.
A little trip south of the border coming up very soon. What is the importance of the camp? What is the takeaways that you want? What are the learnings that you want to get from that trip? Is it about collaboration, getting the group together, and kind of a prolonged away trip, and just gelling the entire squad, or are there certain pinpointed things that you want to work on too?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity to get a team together, really get to know each other deeper than they already do. And it's great. We get an extra chance to work on things. There's, you have your training as usual, but you have the rest of the day where you have one-on-one meetings with players, with groups. You can do a lot more and get a lot more accomplished when you're away than you can at home. So it's great to get away and concentrate the team on just the team. We're in a secluded place and got two fantastic games lined up, and we're real excited for it. The players are too. It's it's been a long 5 weeks already for them, and I think they're looking forward to getting away and breaking the monotony of what's here. So get away, and it's almost a bit of a recharge and come together for the group.
Ricardo, a lot of these guys would have seen you in January. How has it been since, in terms of off season and building towards this big kickoff in the middle of April?
Yeah. First of all, thanks everybody for being here. Thank you for coming. One thing I do want to make very clear, and you always said a little bit of this when we started. I want to make sure everybody of you understands that this is your club. I don't care who the owner is, I don't care who the manager is. your owners come and go, managers come and go, so the team stays in the city. Okay. So moving forward, we're going to be doing a whole lot of dynamics that involve fan engagement. What's behind the scenes of having a professional soccer team? What does it involve? All the things that surround it. So we want you fans to engage with us behind the scenes, take a look at every day-to-day what it's all about. So I would like for you guys to participate in a social media event. We just did one that was very successful just for 2 weeks. Help us design our 2025 kit. So
that's the winner right there, Lachlan.
What up?
Right here.
Rob is getting a bit nervous that he might not have a job for much longer. Lachlan, keep the pressure up. Rob needs to up his game around here.
Congrats again. And we're going to have a bunch more coming up, so we'd like you to participate in it. Again, it's your club, right? So,
yeah. Next up. Couple of really nice friendly games lined up for boys. Tough, but great experience. The importance of, obviously, the symbolic nature of what Mexico means to you and your entire family, but how nice is it this time to bring your own club with you when you go home?
No, it's going to be great. We choose this date because, for those of you who don't know, it's the FIFA International break. So every team around the country are not going to play on that week. So they have a week off, and we choose that week. We're going to play a couple of games in Mexico from Monterrey and Rayados and Tigres. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a very good challenge. We just had a chat with the sporting directors earlier and yesterday, both of them. And they're going to be putting their first team on. So it's going to be a very good match for us. The standards are going to be high.
Not like a good solid test for our boys here, you know?
Get a little taste and see if
what to expect on that first away trip to Ottawa, maybe. Hey, it'd be easy, right? Compared to being kicked around the place by proper Mexican players. The intensity behind the scenes in trying to create a special 2024, you're in there, you're living it every single second. How excited are you for these little changes that hopefully everybody in this room will see come to fruition in the stadium?
I think if somebody knows about this, it's you. I've been all over you daily.
Once or twice. I wouldn't say daily.
It's just a vision for us, any game, of course, but especially when we see Forge first match here at Toronto. It's going to be big. We're working very hard. Believe me, we're working very hard with the university and everybody involved. It's the best game to experience there has ever been at your Lions. I know I've already spoken to you guys about it a couple of times, but yeah, just working day in and day out hard, so we're ready for week one. Or week two, actually.
How has it been? Because you came with the family in January, trying to get settled, transition to a new country with your kids. It must be like a hamster on a spinning wheel, trying to keep up with everything that's going on. But have you had a chance to take a breath, or are you saying, I'll take a breath after that first home game against Forge?
I think I'll take a break on November with the season. So and we have the trophy, so yeah.
There you go. That's the kind of thing you have. Speaking of, roster, maybe one or two places still up for grabs? You're still kind of having a look at it and trying to figure the last couple of jigsaw pieces?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're real close, but we do have a few places left, and we're taking our time to really evaluate the group we have and how we can make it better. So, I think we're in a real good place now. Just a few final tinkerings, and we're there. So we're real pleased where we're at, though, right now, and we're just looking to take our time and put those last couple important squads in place when we're ready.
One of the, I guess, most exciting aspects of a new season is always kind of new signings that come in, particularly international signings. So it can be difficult for international signings to come in and properly, you know, get to a new country and feel like they've got their boots on the ground. But how has it been for you working with the collection of international players so far?
Yeah, it's been great. They've come in with a great attitude. They're real excited to be here. We've got some real quality in them. Some are young and some have some experience. So it's great to work with all of them. They've been fantastic so far. They fit right into the group. We got a great group of people, which is always something you want. You know, you want a good footballer, but you also want good people for the organization. And, you know, they're going to give everything to the club, and that's what we got. So we're excited with the international we brought in. We're looking forward to see how they do this year.
Because one thing that I always think back to last year was the kind of the special surprises that you got as a head coach, where you're always going to get injuries. You always have to look back at the roster, maybe fill in some places. You look at the arrival of maybe Noah last year and Caden last year, young players you're probably not quite sure what to expect, and they really hit the ground running. And I guess heading into their second season now, two very exciting Canadian prospects too.
Yeah, they're almost new players to the squad because they really didn't get into the squad till late, and they did really well. They still have room to grow, obviously, but they're hitting the ground running this year. We're really trying to help them improve and play a bigger role in the team this year. So, it's great to have some of them back. We got a nice mixture for me of, you know, youth and experience, which I think is always key. You know, you don't want too much, you know, the top end and too much of the bottom, and you have to have a nice mix. And, I think it's a great mix right now, and it's really gelling together nicely.
Our sporting director, Jorge Villapando, has been busy identifying some top talent. How nice has it been for you to see some really exciting Mexican players be ready and be part of our squad for 2024 now as well?
Yeah, obviously because our relationship with familiarity with Mexico, as soon as it was official back in December, so we spoke maybe to 8 to 12 teams from Mexico for the first division regarding some prospects. Obviously we had the coaching staff and Jorge and me. And yeah, we brought in 3 guys from there. They look very good. Obviously, there's a learning curve at the beginning, the language barrier, the culture, etc. But we're very pleased with where they are right now. And yeah, just same as Juan, same as Dennis, same as Frank, like same as everybody.
I guess we spoke to Richie, we spoke to Brem about it. Objectives for a season. You're that guy who's always like championship. That's it.
Yeah, I think if you don't have that kind of ambition and that drive, you know, you shouldn't be in it, right? So I think all our players come here. Some of them ask me when they're, you know, I know, remember Frank asked me, what's your ambition for the season when he's coming? Because I said, we want to win it. And he's like, okay, good, because he didn't want to come and just be part of the party, right? We always have that ambition. We try to build a squad that can compete for a championship for every year. You know, we feel we've got a good squad this year that can compete for a championship. And, you know, last year we... You know, other than Calgary, we're right there with the rest of them, and now we feel we've kept the key pieces from that squad from last year and built from it. So we're excited.
Because Ricardo, like, you would have watched the club on TV last year as things were progressing behind the scenes. What's it been like? Have you been pleasantly surprised when you've been at training sessions and watched the caliber of players, thinking, "Oh, these guys are good"?
Yeah, not just that. Honestly, I've been surprised with the quality of players. But I think also it was speaking with Nashi, I think it's good for the team, for Jorge and myself and my brothers to come here without having yet meet the players. Like, get to see from a different angle, right? So again, what are our strengths, what are our weakness? And so I think we're starting to build on that, so just only make us better. Yeah, I mean, obviously I wasn't here last year, but I think we have a very competitive roster, and we're aiming for the two championships that we've got, the Canadian Championship and also the CPL.
I like it, the double. Let's give it a double. When you look back at last season, what were the standout things that you were immediately pinpointing as things that you wanted to address heading into a new campaign?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of things that happened last year at the club, and, you know, but it opened our eyes to a lot of things. You know, the keys to the club being thrown back early in the season and kind of being left on our own island as a group was tough, but it made us grow a little bit in different ways, and we learned a lot from the experience. And now with having ownership and president, the sporting director that are involved at training, you know, have our backs is something we can have. You know, it was just, you know, me, Mauro, Camilo, with a group of players, really. And it was, wasn't the easiest all the time. It wasn't the easiest for the players. And now that we got a club behind us and we're heading, you know, we're heading in a direction now. We were kind of directionless. It was just us and the team trying to compete. So there's a lot of good things and exciting things happening for us. It's helping us with the team. We're you know, we're helping build, rebuild the culture of a club that was somewhat lost in that. So there's a lot of positives happening now, and the players are seeing that, and we're moving in a great direction as a club, and it's exciting.
Because you talk about always when you're discussing players, you need, it's about resilience and determination of players. But I look at technical team, and let's give a shout of appreciation to Mauro Iustacchio and Camilo Menzi here, because last year, but you talk the culture. Ricardo, interesting to hear your opinion on this too. Well, you're aware of what a technical staff and what a playing staff has gone through. They still make the playoffs at the end of the season. What does that tell you about the mentality of a group of guys that, that you essentially want to go to war with a little bit?
No, it says a lot, and you said it very well. Want to go to war with, okay? Like every single one of you, not just from the soccer, like I ask every single one of you here present, like what it's like to, maybe you're going to have a job in the months coming, or maybe not. It's hard in every single way, in every perspective you look at it. So shout out to Nashia and the team and the coaching staff. A heck of a job you guys did last season. Yeah, I mean, it just makes you, like, encourage me personally to work with them every single day, you know, to go what they've been through. And imagine what we can be if we work together more than public. So that's all about.
Ladies and gentlemen, your head coach, Mr. Martin Nash, for GM. Okay, this is like my favorite part of the entire year. It's when we celebrate our new roster of players. It's also to watch our players in a completely frenzied state, trying to figure out where they should be in a lineup as they come into a room. So it's always fun to watch this incredible hysteria that starts to happen when they're trying to come into a room. Hey, exciting for this new season. It's like, I can feel a vibe in this room. I'm like, yes, this is good. Home opener, 21st of April against Forge. I cannot stress this enough. Go out, tell your friends, tell your family. Preach the gospel according to Nashi. Bring them all to our temple on that faithful Sunday and worship at the feet of York United FC. It's going to be a special season. 2024, it's going to be absolutely superb. Have we assembled our group of spectacular athletes? Because I have to do this big dramatic introduction. Laura's going, no, you got to keep on with the zingers for another couple of minutes. I do want to give a shout of appreciation to all of the hard work that's gone into these kits, because this all starts like 16 months before we actually kind of see the finished product. So the planning, the level of detail, and then the execution, it is a real process. So incredible from Rob, incredible from Macron, and superb once again from our proud partners in Carlsberg, who are so good to deal with, as per, you can see the little mini fridge outside. Be sure to get an entry into that raffle, by the way. You want to walk home, actually maybe not walk home with that fridge, it's a wrong choice of words. Maybe you should, you know, Uber or whatever. Okay, did I do a good job in like, kind of like, filling that little hole? Are you ready to meet your 2024 official roster for York United FC? Okay. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? Us Irish people are multilinguists, right? We have a way with words. We are beautiful when it comes to international languages. Here's a couple of phrases that are very important for our first guest. C'est bon. D'accord. J'adore Dior.
voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
One other phrase that you will need to rely on for 2024 if you are Yorkie in NFC final.
Ooh la la, says Big Thomas. Ladies and gentlemen, Thomas Vincent.
I feel he's odd because I don't have as long an intro for this next player. But you know what? I think we got double Dutch this season. I think we got two. This is one of them. Big Frank the Tank. Give it up for Frank Sterling, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's make it three. One of our Mexican contingent. Such a diminutive, talented left back. He can do everything. Give it up, Orlando Botelho! This guy is the finest mix of Chile and Canada I've ever seen. The Magnificent Seven, Juan Cordoba! Slim Shady, I can never quite tell. That's a reference that some of your players don't even know anything about because they're so young. Anyway, this guy, eloquent, majestic, poetic, our number eight, our faithful eight, Elijah Adegube! This guy, our number nine, leading the line, Brian Rye. He wanted to change his number so bad in the next player, because this number just is kind of who he is. Mercurial, magical, Mo Babuli. Our next player, the best thing to come out of Liechtenstein since lots of people's offshore bank accounts. Number 11, Milanovic! Our number 12, he's a handsome devil and I hate him for it. Clément Mbaya! Another one of our Mexican contingent. This guy is a silky, creative central midfielder. You're going to love him this year. Josue Martinez! How can you not love this guy? Sweet 16, I think he's been kissed. That's just part of the deal. Max Ferrari! Martin's just going to be really disappointed now because there's no song for him. Baby-faced assassin, Marky Wojciechowski! This guy only scores bangers and usually from the halfway line. Give it up, 22, Austin Ricci! Very, very talented kid, a prized possession of ours. Number 23, give it up for Noah Avatni. Speaking of talented youngsters, I know this lot really like this guy. KMP, Kaden Martin-Perrault.
tonight. We reminisced about that absolute scorcher we scored against Forge at Tim Hortons Field. Your number 32, Graham Smalley. This guy, what a center mid. Hard as nails, we love him for it. Matthew Ballissimo. The Greek god of goalkeeping. Number 67, Ilya Himas. You know what? You save the best for last. Because club philosophy, give young players a chance. Our two U Sports draft picks for 2024, Christian Zepieri and Jason Hartel, give it up. Cameras ready, because this is your 2024 York United FC official squad. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being here tonight. Let's go mingle. Let's talk to the players. Let's have some fun. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. The raffle. Go get some. Get some food. Get some booze. Have a good time. See you soon.